Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our top story at 5:01, health officials in New Jersey say a young child has died from flu, marking the state's first pediatric flu death this season. KOTB's Sunny Morgan spoke with a medical expert about this season's uptick in flu cases and a new, more dangerous variant that has doctors concerned.
New Jersey's Department of Health says the child was under 5 years old and had no other known medical problems. Dr. Karen Raven, the chief of infectious disease at Nemours Children's Health, says while it's early in the season for comparisons, there is an increase in flu-like illness in patients this year.
Last year was pretty bad, too. We had a record number, unfortunately, of pediatric deaths due to influenza last year.
According to data from the CDC, seasonal flu activity is elevated across the country this season, and the culprit is likely a new variant of the disease.
What they've noticed is that there is a new subclade called subclade K of that H3N2 influenza A that is now circulating. And that's something that emerged after the vaccine was produced and distributed.
Raven says even though the flu vaccine isn't a great match for the new subclade, it still protects against severe infection. She says be aware of symptoms like nasal congestion, sore throat, and coughing in your kids.
It's important to remember that kids can also have some GI symptoms from flu. So they sometimes will have vomiting, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. People may think, oh, GI symptoms is the stomach bug, and not realize that it can actually be influenza.
The CDC reports there have been 17 total flu-related deaths in children so far this season. Doctors say it isn't too late to get vaccinated against the flu. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.